Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenya plans to privatize 65% of Kenya Pipeline Company, offering shares on the Nairobi Securities Exchange with Uganda as a stakeholder. President Ruto is relocating Kisii GK Prison for affordable housing, concurrently rallying support for his economic agenda, even as former CJ Maraga unveiled his own five-point economic revitalization plan. Meanwhile, a student's mutilated body was discovered in Kirinyaga. Chief Justice Kume has formed a committee to decriminalize petty offenses, while Mombasa police seized bang worth 72 million shillings. In education, 132,000 teachers are vying for 21,000 promotion slots. The Foreign Affairs PS assured the family of a Kenyan teacher killed in Tanzania of swift repatriation, while Makongeni residents face eviction for housing development. Lastly, DP Rigathi Gachagua alleged a vote-rigging scheme in Bere North. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
many polls in battleground areas are testing the political strength of President Ruto and DP Gachagua factions, potentially reshaping the 2027 landscape. Meanwhile, a dispute between Homa Bay Governor Wanga and her deputy Magwanga is escalating in Kasipul campaigns.
In business,
no significant updates in business today.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.